that churn.
Wow.
I know. I learned a lot in that process, though. So, see, we still learn things. Just, like, dedicated. It was a lot. So, Dan helped us with that. We'd sort of had language. It's been, anyway, it's a done deal because I think the city is selling all of that property to a landowner.
Yeah.
To a landowner. I also wanted to tell you that last week the Board of Commissioners accepted your recommendation and approved the 3 Mile Canyon Farms rezone. That they'll have the second reading of that ordinance, not next week, but in 2 weeks, because I have to make a few minor edits to the adopting ordinance and the findings. And then one of your conditional use permits that you approved 2 months ago here, property right over here, Aaron and the city of Irrigan have appealed it, and it's going to the Board of Commissioners.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, the one on Oregon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, I'd never met him until the meeting, but he's, what, 5 houses up from me? Something
not
like
the one
that
is in the middle of
yeah.
a weird zone.
He's a peninsula.
He is, yeah. Yeah, he is, yeah.
But he has to travel on city streets
I know.
To get to his property.
I know. I walk down there sometimes, and I if I forget to look up the number, I miss it completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty innocuous about
it. It is.
Not
always.
It's the same.
What's funny? Oh. what's funny about that one is, if I remember
that,
right,
now I know.
We approved that for a 1 year
mm-hmm.
non-renewable conditional
yeah,
use
right.
permit.
That's right. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And so he's appealing it, knowing that it's coming to an end in a year. Now yeah. less than a year.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want the truck on his street.
Stars are dead.
It's just we're still public.
Retained outside counsel to help them. So, principals. Anyway, what else? We have the June monthly update. Oh, and the April.
I keep your old ones in there.
Oh, you keep my old ones in there. Okay. So, lots of renewable energy projects and turns and twists. And one of the big projects Clint is working on is we're to the phase...
Yeah.
You can describe it with a...
Oh, sure. Yeah, it didn't get sorted out in time to make the update, but the Boardman to Hemingway, the B2H transmission project, they're finally at the point where they have submitted all their zoning permits for the entire length of it. So it's through Morrow County, 63 tax lots. I don't recall how much. It's close to 100 miles.
In our county.
Slightly less than 100 miles, I believe, of transmission line.
Those in transmission line.
Yeah. So, they submitted a zoning permit for a lay-down yard on a port-owned property kind of out by the farms where they're applying the water, which was not in the scope of their site certificate or anything, but it's an outright use. So we went ahead and approved that, and then we asked them to print and mail us the zoning permits, so we didn't have to print them all. Well, I think they volunteered, but anyway, we're literally just waiting for those to show up in the U.S. mail, and then I anticipate...
So you may never get them?
Possible. I would anticipate next week we will have the entire scope of B2H permitted.
Wow. It's been over 10 years when it first started conceptually, and then it got approved by the state, and then it was modified.
It's even longer than that.
Yeah, I think it's at least 10.
Because the signs in LeGrand have been up there, and they've faded to light yellow.
Oh.
So I was going to say, I thought when we talked about it, Columbia Basin was on 20.
Really?
That mm-hmm. long? I can't remember that. Yeah. A lot of meetings, though.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that we're missing? Let's see, Dan has texted me here. Yeah. Anything else staff wants to share what we've been up to?
These are 17 and 18 in the conditional use permits for trucking. Just so you know, we're almost to 20.
How many more you got in the pipe, Caitlin?
I haven't made it out there as much as I wanted to.
Well,
so.
Lots.
There's a lot. It's honestly breaking my heart. I take them real serious every time we do them. Because you're talking about at least some part of someone's life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and, you know, it's a family, most of the time it's a family business.
Yeah.
You know, now, so.
Yeah. I think Sanchez was his dad's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was. He took it over 10 years ago when he passed away.
So you anticipate this going on for much, much longer?
Mm-hmm. Unless we can find somebody to build a truck lot.
So it's not in my job description, but have had conversations with a few large farmers.
Yeah. There's one here in Irrigan I'd like to talk to.
Large farmer? Yeah.
So if that happened, then you would just say, shut down, relocate to X property.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't take away the permits that you've all approved.
But like going forward, and you.
Yep.
There would
and
be no more.
Fast forward 4 years, basically.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, yeah. And that's why Caitlin says, I say, at the end of 3 years, if you don't comply, you got to go visit the judge in justice court.
And I feel like the years are going by so fast.
It's so fast. Yeah, that is so true as well.
Yeah, we're already halfway through 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess since I'm in the room, I'll mention too just the Heritage Trail, kind of where we're at with that real quick. So Tuesday we have, we're going to be over at the farmer's market next door with a booth set up. If you've been following along, we did public surveys. We've done one open house in addition to the things past years previous to me. So we're at the tail end of getting public feedback and getting input on what improvements to make, what amenities they want to see, public wants to see. So we're compiling all that. We're going to basically give this one last chance Tuesday, and then we're going to start working on actually updating the concept plan, developing like a capital improvement plan, kind of figuring out how we're going to fund this, how are we going to maintain it moving forward, what's our 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plan, start putting all that together here. And then as that concept plan is updated, as we get kind of, you know, 60% draft or so, we'll start bringing it in for you all to take a look at, followed by the board, and then the hopes of adopting that update by the end of the year.
Are you anticipating the majority of funds to come from grants, or is it going to come from county?
I'll defer that question.
Yeah.
Jenna, I know we have a pretty significant amount in an account.
Do we have close to $1 million, $750,000.
I believe it's over $1 million. Yeah.
So I've been asking every year, and the budget committee's approved to add like $100,000, $200,000. That's a lot of money, but when you're building things with asphalt, it doesn't go very far. So actually, we might have that also on the August 26th agenda, a joint session with Boardman Planning Commission. I don't know how that's going to work. Kind of gives me a headache thinking about it. But but a lot of the trail improvements would be over in the Boardman area and then here as well. So I think at least initially, that part of the trail that goes through the Army Corps property would remain probably a dirt footpath, because to do any environmental assessment is going to outlive my lifetime, I think.
And there's a public desire to keep sections unimproved.
That's true, too. Very much true, yeah. So different sections. I mean, my dream has always been, you know, you could hop on a bike in Irrigan and ride through the refuge and get to the Port of Morro. Mm-hmm. And there's only a few small pieces that would prevent that. And seasonally, the refuge is closed during waterfowl season, right? They also have a special deer hunt there for that... the scenic car drive through the refuge, the wildlife refuge.
So yeah, the trail physically exists as a connected trail from the Umatilla County line pretty much to the Port of Morro, at least to some extent. And then when you get to Boardman, that's where it starts to get a little fuzzy on where exactly the alignment is, and there's some gaps. And so we're waiting for a lot of input from the city of Boardman. I know Carl is working on that, and they're updating their parks master plan, and so there's a little overlap there. They've got some creative ideas on different routes and things like that, so that should all be kind of coming together here in the next couple months.
A lot of stuff happening around Boardman. We also, Caitlin and Jim and I, have been working with the consultants in ODOT on an interchange area management plan for Tower Road. We had our third technical advisory committee meeting.
Second public.
In the second public meeting, so that will come to you for adoption this fall-ish sometime. A lot of impact to that intersection that's already pretty busy. Good discussion with that, though, and maybe some phased improvements out there.
As it is, like, the bridge is not wide enough to sustain all of the trucks coming and going from the interstate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of passenger cars from data centers mixed with. We had excellent outreach that I think Caitlin and the consultant put together. So folks from Beef Northwest, 3 Mile, from PGE, all the big industries out there. The contractor who hauls all the cattle for Beef Northwest said there's 67 truckloads of cattle a day. That's one trip in, 67, and one trip out. So 134. That's a lot of cattle. I had no idea that it was that much. And so they were at the table at the meetings, and that's really helpful to see what their, lots of different design options, to see what their concerns were. Really, and everybody just rolled up their sleeves and had a good discussion. The consulting team is really pretty awesome, too. Mm-hmm.
So is Morrow County getting our first stoplight?
Well, it could be. Honestly, it could be. And if you haven't taken the is it too late to take the survey?
No, they're still open.
So in your that June update, there's a QR code you can take a picture of and take the survey.
Mm-hmm. And it'll show you kind of.
Email.
I don't see it.
Yeah, well, I sent it as an email.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it'll show you kind of the three different design concepts that they're seriously considering and doing all of the background on.
Does that include removing the bridge and putting a new bridge in? That's
no, ODOT won't pay for that.
Okay. So they're just rearranging things.
Well, there was discussion about expanding the width of the deck to go from 2 to 4 or 5. And it looks like from last week the preferred design was similar to what you see at Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then at the technical meeting, one of the ODOT traffic engineers came in. It was way too common sense. It made a lot of sense. And he said, why don't we talk about staging these things rather than what you have versus the Cadillac version? So I have to wrap my head around that. We have a meeting tomorrow afternoon to kind of understand that. But it'll be a plan that the county will need to adopt, and then it goes to the Oregon Transportation Commission. And then there's no funding to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But it would, the big expense, $90 million? Range is an ODOT, but there's like $30 million worth of off system, which would be a county expense. And we're like, you can put that in the plan if you want. We just don't have $30 million to do county improvements.
Right.
And then also this late summer, fall, we'll probably start an update of the county transportation system plan. So as that entire document hasn't been updated, I think pieces of it have been updated. You probably were around for one or two of them, but we'll update that whole thing. So there's plenty of kind of planning to do. And then we have some water stuff we're working on.
Tamara, does that Boardman property just kind of being taken off the table, does that affect the Tower Road kind of stuff?
Talking the city of Boardman, that proposed?
Yeah, that one that they would, like, selling to somebody else? Some of those
Well, whoever buys it would have to start that process over if they want to parcel out, you know, from that parent parcel. And that one, what looks, when you're driving, like the driveway into Love's, that's a dedicated right-of-way. So that dedicated access to Tower is grandfathered in, and then the next one is Coonsie. And then they have, like, 1,000 feet of frontage if they wanted to create another access. But we'll see what the new owner ones. Nice work planning question. This is fun to have a little kind of casual discussion about what we're doing.
What about, I mean, I've talked about it before, any word on adopting the Oregon Revised Statute in regards to accessory dwelling units? I know how you feel about them.
Well,
we'll agree and disagree.
That's the thing. They're really terrific in some places and not so in others.
I mean, drive down Washington.
Here's the thing. People are doing it anyways. That's how I feel about it. People are doing it anyways.
Well, there's a difference between an ADU and an RV. We do have people living in RVs, and we have a permit path forward. I think Jim just did that. Somebody living temporarily in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
As a hardship, as a caretaker.
We did while we were building.
And we do those, yep, for sure. You live in your RV while you're building. We got the Planning Commission, not by a majority, but approved the idea of an accessory dwelling unit. Then we had some people concerned about water quality who really resisted it, so it got dropped by the board. I mean, we weren't in a position to write a good legal defense for how we would address the impacts to water quality. So we have...
I don't know if you could quantify it.
Well, we can't quantify what we have.
One way or the other.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I mean.
We have probably between 300 and 500 homes that have high nitrates.
Yeah.
And you double that, you're just doubling that exposure. And we're working hard with grant projects.
I want to say the Oregon statute. The requirement is like, I want to say, because there was like a baseline. I'd have to go back and look at it again. It was like,
but it doesn't,
only for properties that are over 2 acres. I thought that was a bit.
I will email you the packet and the minutes.
Yeah.
You could listen to the discussion. There was robust discussion.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It was rigorous.
It was the guy that worked for the Water Commission, I think, that sold me against the accessory dwelling unit, listening to him. Talk about the nitrates and the water quality in general.
That's right. If you're in the urban growth boundary or in the city and you have access to city water, it's an entirely different scenario.
Yeah.
And cities over a certain population size, like Hermiston, is required to allow them. But you have a municipal system that's highly regulated and not reliant on them.
Our well is shallow. We're only at like 90 feet.
Most people.
Yeah.
Right on the line of our property is where our well is.
Oh, if you had like a elderly or if somebody lived in your home who needed a caretaker, we can permit an RV for somebody to live.
Well, we can permit a whole second dwelling.
Yeah, manufactured home.
Manufactured home. Yeah.
But it would go away.
But it would be a temporary.
More than 2 acres.
No, that was the ADU piece, was the 2 acres,
two
for
acres.
Sure.
But
in our code, a hardship, medical hardship, we have a lot of them.
We haven't had any for a while.
It's because they don't
move them out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. Your standard ones are
what, 15 in annual review?
Less than that. I think it's closer to 8, because some of them aren't active anymore.
Yeah, any zone that allows a dwelling. Allows a secondary dwelling, and it wouldn't be a 2 acre minimum. You'd have to be able to meet setback requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And
are there any counties of similar size to us that are about to have county water systems? Or
not county water systems, but on the coast in particular, there are water districts, like special water districts, and like. There's the state of Colorado, and in Colorado they have a really robust county water programs, not necessarily delivery services.
Say out here, it'd be hard. You're talking about miles, miles, hundreds of miles of pipe to deliver to 40 customers. In some spots.
Well, but if you could do like adjacent, like West Glen, and if there was an adjacent cluster.
Well, I think the primary concern, I mean, that they're talking about, and again, I can't speak for or against it, is people are concerned about the nitrates in the water. I personally think the nitrates have come from other sources, but not necessarily people's septic tanks. But I think what they're talking about is not just water delivery, but specifically septic tanks. So, like, if you live in the county and you have access to sewer, right? That'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in one of those weird spots.
Doesn't most of the water from a septic system evaporate anyway?
It goes down.
I think it goes down
to the water table by design. I mean, the solids are in the tank, and then the rest of it. I mean, that's why you have those gravel drain fields, right?
Yep.
And that's why the bigger the house, the bigger the drain field.
Yep.
unless you have an open system. What do you got over there, Carl?
I don't think we want
to know. That's called a cesspool.
I thought that there's a lot of evaporation out of it.
Oh, yeah. You have a longer, narrower lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, on that note, anything else?
No, thank you. It's been fun. Thanks for coming early and having pizza.
Yeah.
All
right.
Thank you so much. Make sure Michaela gets your invoice.
Yes.
Thanks for the pizza.
They're on me.
Thanks for the pizza.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming early. Did you get everybody's mileage thing?
Did I only made it that far?
No. Thank you, Dan.